Your guide to Merseyside sport. The Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.
Tuesday morning, let's catch up with former Red striker John Dernan. Morning to you, Derns.
Good morning, Steve.
Really interested to get your thoughts on this Wayne Rooney return, first of all. So 31 years old, what value does it offer to Everton Football Club? Is it indeed a good move for Everton?
I think so. I think he's coming for some untold criticism, really. I mean, in the last couple of years, his England performances as such, and you know, he's carrying a couple of injuries at Man United, but he's still a class player. I mean, I'm 31. My God, I think, you know, 31, he's still got a good 2-3 years easy in him if he stays fit. I know he, people might think he has a problem with his weight. He's got that kind of body shape, but I think he looks lean now, and he stays away from injuries. I mean, Everton have got a great buy to have him for 2-3 years around the club.
What do you mean about that body shape? Different strikers built in different ways. Does that sort of add to their longevity?
I think he's just got that body where I think he easily puts weight on. Some people don't put weight on. He's got that body, and I think you just got to look at his family, his dad in particular, his body shape it seems to be. And just talking in know-how here, really, with he's got that shape where I think he has to watch what he eats and drink, especially the older he gets.
Well, you never needed to do that, really.
You know, come 32, 33, that age, I did have to watch because I could basically eat anything and not put weight on. But then you just tended to monitor it and notice that, hang on, I'm getting older and, you know, your body stores fat. I don't know what the ins and outs are of it, but I know for a fact I did have to watch it to an extent. But now, I mean, I don't have that problem somehow because basically I probably train harder now than I did when I was a footballer.
Do you think it's much harder as a forward to extend your career?
I think so because you're always relying on that explosive speed. You're on the move all the time. I think you're prone to getting tackled more. I mean, people might argue about that, but I definitely think strikers are wear and tear on the body is a lot more than any other. I mean, you've got midfielders who are there up and down, but I think the fact that, you know, you've got to make that sudden explosive move all the time in a game, you know, every second in the game, I think it's more wear and tear on the body.
And does he strike you as someone who needs to play an awful lot or whose game time needs to be managed more so to get the best out of him? Is he one who's going to play better if he's continually involved?
I think so. I think if he's playing with confidence, I think he's very much a confidence player as well. I think it just naturally comes out of him when he's playing with confidence. Everything seems to come easy. When he's not having the best of times, I think he struggles. He's trying too hard. But like you just said, I think, yeah, I can't see any reason why if Manington and he stays away from injuries, he can't play every week, you know, where possibly he might have to have a rest in midweek. But I can't see why he can't play Saturday to Saturday.
A couple of tweets coming in this morning. Chris says Rooney is a risk worth taking. Benteke isn't. Now, he's been linked in the past 24 hours. He's never gotten over that serious injury he had, but we do need a goal scorer. And Gray says, I'd take Benteke because I trust Koeman and Walsh to make the right signings. Now, Christian Benteke, is he a player that would add value to Everton?
Well, I mean, Christian Benteke on his day, like I said, he would get you goals. It's again, I think it's risk. Does he want to come back to Merseyside? You know, has he been scarred for coming to Liverpool? I don't know. I think Christian Benteke will score your goals, but I don't know what valuation they're talking on him. But it's a risk, but I'm not the manager and they get paid really good money to make them decisions.
The valuations are all mad, aren't they? I'm reading this morning about how all of a sudden Gylfi Sigurdsson is valued at £50 million. I can't find the article. So it's one of these papers. Oh, here we go. Swansea say Gylfi Sigurdsson is worth £50 million because they've looked at what Everton paid for Jordan Pickford and feel that this is now a reasonable value. I mean, what it's done, some of these high figures, is it's just pushed figures up for everyone now.
Well, again, it's just, is it going to pop? How's it going to end, Steve? I think the simple fact is ridiculous. You've got an average player who getting people paying for way over the price. It's ridiculous. No one in this world is worth any and that kind of money. And listen, I don't set the values. And like I said, there's so much money in the game now. If they've got it to spend it, I'm sure they'll do that. But if that's the price you've got to pay, I'm afraid that's the way the market's gone at the moment. It's ridiculous. But it'll all come to an end one day because something drastic has to happen to stop it.
It's got to stop, hasn't it? Right, it's another week where we can't talk about Liverpool signings. Oh, we can talk about Dominic Solanke. There you go. There's a young lad who might do something, but not in the immediate future, I wouldn't have thought.
No, not at all. I think it's a bit worrying, Steve, the fact that we have got lack of signings. Like I said, I harp on about the defence. It just doesn't seem to be anything. I mean, he's talking about the goalkeepers this week, which I find absolutely amazing what he said about he hasn't made his mind up who's number one yet. I think if you were Mignolet, I think I'd be going knocking on the door and going, I'm going to manage you. You know, listen, I saved you a hell of a lot of time last year. I deserve to be starting this season as number one.
The quote he's made about Mignolet said, everything is good from my side, but he, Mignolet, is still not happy, but nobody can see this. In training, he is hardworking, improving all that he has to do, and that's all okay. So in other words, he's saying he's been the true professional as Mignolet and he's just getting on with it, but he can tell he's not happy that still it's up in the air.
Rightly so. Again, I can't even believe he's even thinking whether he's playing mind games that Karius can be a starter for the start of the season. It's absolutely... If he does that, what does that say to Mignolet? What does that actually say to Mignolet? If he was to start Karius as number one.
Well, does this backfire on Simon Mignolet or Jurgen Klopp? I mean, Jurgen's essentially planted a seed of doubt in. So for the keeper that we all expected to start the season, does he become a little bit sort of doubting of himself? Does Karius feel he's got an opportunity? It doesn't give any certainty to an important position.
No, to me, I think he's playing with fire. Like I said to you, I think... For what he done for Liverpool and how he got them into fourth spot in the Champions League last season, I think he owes it to Mignolet to make sure he does start at number one. He's earned the right. Karius has got no right to start as number one, in my opinion. But again, he's the manager. He sees them week in, week out, day in, day out in training. But for me, it's a no-brainer. And if he does that and he starts Karius as number one, I think you've got a very unhappy goalkeeper in the cards and I'd want away.
He said, we have three fantastic goalkeepers. They're all capable of showing what they can do. And, of course, Danny Ward is the third. We've spoken a little bit about him. He's 24 years old now, so he's getting to that stage of his career. He had that spell at Huddersfield on loan. But he's getting to a stage where you'd think if he's going to have a future at Liverpool, he has to maybe start making some impression soon.
Well, again, we haven't even mentioned Danny Ward. The experience of doing well in Huddersfield in the Championship, I think, yeah, you need three good goalkeepers at a high-class club like that. And I think, I think Danny, in my opinion, I think Danny Ward would be ahead of Karius for what I've seen. So, again, that's another spanner in the works. But like I said, I think it's a no-brainer, Steve. If he doesn't start Mignolet as number one next season, I think you've got a very unhappy goalkeeper in the squad.
And how's everything at Southport?
Yeah, it's going along. We had our first game against Bootle on Saturday. We played a lot of trialers because we've only got 13, 14 players signed. So we needed a 4 to 5 to strengthen the squad. And it was a good run out. One or two things that we liked and we didn't like. So it's a big week this week. I think we play Wigan on Friday, Saturday. So that's a big game for us. But it's coming along nicely, Steve.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. Kickoff.
Radio City Talk.